This is my truck. I put a lot of miles on it during this campaign.
Coakley's challenger, the pickup-driving Republican state lawmaker Scott Brown, has the backing of frustrated Tea Party voters.
We don't like the health care. That's in the bill that's in Congress right now. I think it's going to be very dangerous control of our rights.
Brown's vowing to deny Democrats the 60th vote in the Senate needed to pass health care reform.
I want to be the person to go down there and send the health care back to its drawing board.
This ultimate blue state is seeing red in part because some independents and conservatives who have supported Democrats in the past are having second thoughts.
I don't think it's particularly the president. I don't think it's particularly Coakley. I think it's the direction that this country is taking. We need to send a message to the people. The people are very angry.
Even diehard Democrats accuse Coakley, who once had a double-digit lead here, of running a lackluster campaign.
I wish she was more likable as a candidate, but there are some things that are turning me off about her as a candidate.
The race is so close, Democrats are now trying to figure out if they can pass health care reform if Coakley loses and before Brown would take office, a scenario Republicans welcome.
Right. They slow walk the certification and they warp speed the vote. That is it. That is it. Yeah. We will win the House for sure, right, and probably take over this.